Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here was what happened in July of 2021 when the Surgeon General, the White House Press Secretary, and the President himself made statements criticizing the platform's practices on misinformation and false statements about COVID vaccines and calling on them to do better. I think it's really troubling, the idea that those sorts of classic bully pulpit exhortations, public statements urging actors to behave in different ways, might be deemed to violate the First Amendment.
This is Brian Fletcher. He's the Principal Deputy Solicitor General for the United States Government Department of Justice. He was the representing the Murthy side in the Missouri versus Murthy case that the Supreme Court heard yesterday, Murthy being Vivek Murthy, the former Surgeon General of the United States. And the question at issue is that when the Biden administration during COVID tried to, we'll take the neutral term, persuade the social media companies to deactivate, deplatform, deprioritize, or particularly take down posts that were, you know, questioning lockdowns, questioning masks, questioning, you know, the COVID vaccine, all of this, were they engaged in a legitimate bully pulpit persuasion that is allowed within the framework of the Constitution because it is not trampling on anybody's rights? Or B, were they engaged in end-around surreptitious censorship of the kind that was violating people's First Amendment rights? If they go to Facebook and tell them to take stuff down, and they threaten Facebook or use their power as the federal government, that looks an awful lot like the government doing through some other means what it cannot do directly. It looks like First Amendment violations. But if it's just saying, hey, please, you know, here's some information you don't have, you know, do better, do what you will, and all of the decision making is left up to the, in this case, social media platform under their right, claimed right as publishers, then who can control content to some degree, which has all kinds of other implications for cases we've talked about before, then it looks like it's a problem. That's the issue. Are they coercing or are they just persuading? Well, when Samuel Alito asks the questions of Brian Fletcher and says, you know, they were doing a lot of stuff.
Mr. Fletcher, when I read all of the emails exchanged between the White House and other federal officials and Facebook in particular, but also some of the other platforms, and I see that the White House and federal officials are repeatedly saying that Facebook and the federal government should be partners, we're on the same team. Officials are demanding answers. I want an answer. I want it right away. When they're unhappy, they curse them out. There are regular meetings. There is constant pestering of Facebook and some of the other platforms, and they want to have regular meetings. And they suggest, why don't you, they suggest rules that should be applied, and why don't you tell us everything that you're going to do so we can help you and we can look it over. And I thought, wow, I cannot imagine federal officials taking that approach to the print media, our representatives over there. If you did that to them, what do you think the reaction would be?
And that's the point, is if they're claiming that all they're doing is asking a publisher to publish differently, well, you go to the New York Times or the Washington Post or NBC or Fox News, and you swear at them when they won't do what you want and tell them they're killing people because they're not controlling misinformation, you know, aggressively enough. They would not do that because traditional media would laugh at them. Or so Alito thinks. What's the difference with social media companies? Well, the federal government has a lot of power when it comes to social media companies that they do not have when it comes to traditional print, TV, or radio media, right?
And so I thought, you know, the only reason why this is taking place is because the federal government has got Section 230 and antitrust in its pocket, and it's, to mix my metaphors, and it's got these big clubs available to it. And so it's treating Facebook and these other platforms like they're subordinates. Would you do that to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or the Associated Press or any other big newspaper or wire service?
And, I mean, the answer has to be no, you wouldn't, but it's kind of, you know, that's the question. Do, and also the use of the term partners, your partners with us, your partners with us. Is that the kind of way they would talk to traditional media? We'll come back to this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing anything out there on the roadways to report. FHP not showing any accidents on their maps. Looking over at the congestion maps here for traffic, looks like I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Highway 98 through Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, and Navarre, not seeing any problems there. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking and clear. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito talking with Brian Fletcher, the deputy solicitor, or principal deputy solicitor general for the United States government, talking about this issue of what really is the relationship between the White House and these tech companies. How is that different or the same as the relationship between the White House and what you might call traditional media outlets, who are, you know, the Fourth Estate is operating as an unofficial, you know, because it's not really specified as such in the Constitution, but it is given the power of freedom of the press to check government, not to collaborate so much with government.
Constant meetings, constant emails. We want answers. Right. We're partners. We're on the same team. You think that the print media regards themselves as being on the same team as the federal government, partners with the federal government?
So potentially in the context of an effort to get Americans vaccinated during a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic.
And he goes on to say that even the social media companies themselves talked about them as being, you know, partners with the federal government on this. Now, I will say, just, you know, so you get, you know, my own experience in this regard. I collaborate with government officials all the time. Okay, I have a very good relationship with almost all of them. There's a couple notable exceptions. But if I say something wrong, they call me and they say, hey, you know, you got this wrong or whatever. And okay, I'll fix that. And I've always given them permission in advance, you know, and to you as well. If I say something wrong, please tell me. I would rather know. It's pretty rare to imagine a government official calling me and, you know, trying to warn me off of something or berate me. I mean, that wouldn't happen. I mean, I suppose it could happen. You know, that's pretty unusual. Apparently, it's not all that unusual for folks in the White House. I don't know. Maybe they have a different relationship with the press than we have. We have a pretty, you know, congenial relationship. But I actually do view us as partners with government entities, but partners up to the point where what they're doing is telling us what we can and cannot say, which they don't do because they wouldn't, or, you know, partners up to the point where we think they've got it wrong and we need to criticize them, right? Which is, this is the situation at hand. Now, what was kind of funny is you have people on the Supreme Court who once served in the White House. Both Kavanaugh and Kagan served in the White House. And, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, who had, let's just say, the treatment of Brett Kavanaugh by the press was not good. It was extremely disgusting, but they still take moments of humor to talk about the relationship between the press and the White House.
On the anger point, I guess I'd assumed, thought, experienced government press people throughout the federal government who regularly call up the media and berate them. Is that not your understanding? You said the anger here was unusual. I guess I wasn't entirely clear on that from my own experience.
That's fair. I guess I don't want to endorse berate, but I guess I will say I bet this is not the first time that there's been profanity or intemperate language in exchanges between White House or agency communication staff and members of the press.
Well, I don't know whether our public information officer is here today, but maybe she should take a note about this. So whenever they write something that we don't like, she can call them up and curse them out and say, why don't we be partners? We're on the same team. Why don't you show us what you're going to write beforehand? We'll edit it for you, make sure it's accurate.
This is Alito being satirical, of course, but making the point of how ridiculous that would be, and yet that seems to be the practice at the White House. Little later in the conversation, Elena Kagan.
And could but I just no. understand, because it seems like an extremely expansive argument, I must say, encouraging people basically to suppress their own speech. So, like Justice Kavanaugh, I've had some experience encouraging press to suppress their own speech. You just wrote a bad editorial. Here are the five reasons you shouldn't write another one. You just wrote a story that's filled with factual errors. Here are the 10 reasons why you shouldn't do that again. I mean, this happens literally thousands of times a day in the federal government.
Thousands of times a day. Well, I mean, I suppose it's possible, but that's just, you know, a lot. And again, I always like the humorous moments, and Justice John Roberts kind of capped off this conversation.
I was just going to say, first, I have no experience coercing anybody.
But there's something to this. There's, you know, look, when you have relationship with the government and the press, it may not necessarily be like coercive threat. Sometimes it can just be, well, we'll cut off information, right? You know, some people in the government have the idea that we'll talk to you as long as you report favorably on us. Well, again, most members of the press don't really take too kindly to that. We feel like the information is publicly available. It's supposed to be available, and, you know, you're obligated to give it to us. And if we don't report favorably on you, well, that's too bad for you. You know, but you can certainly see somebody calling up a, you know, newspaper and saying, hey, quit it or I'm going to stop feeding you information, right? Would that be a form of inappropriate censorship by the government? Probably not. But if they're threatening legal action like taking away Section 230 or antitrust litigation or just the weight of the federal government through the White House, it starts to look pretty suspicious, and that's what the other side is basically arguing. This is the Solicitor General for Louisiana, Benjamin Aguinaga, I think is how you say his name, and this is the whole case. Is were they just politely asking, or were they threatening?
Understand the instinct, Your Honor, that just asking very, very politely, or just saying very, very politely, we think you should take it down, that shouldn't be a First Amendment problem. But the reality is that when somebody like the FBI or somebody like a deputy assistant to the president makes a statement like that, that statement carries force. That's just the reality. My dear mother is a saint, and if she makes a same statement to Twitter, they don't know her from Adam. They don't care, but they do care if it's the government.
And that's right. There's inherent power, therefore inherent coercion when the government is making this request. But at the same time, the other side of this is they seem to be arguing a position which would prohibit the federal government from contacting social media or traditional press in a way that would be essential to public safety. And that was the line of questioning a lot from the Supreme Court yesterday is, are you telling me that the government can't do anything in cases where there's actually some kind of a public security issue or state security or a harm to an individual? You're telling me the government can't do anything?
Some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
That's Ketanji Brown Jackson asking a question that several other justices tended to agree with. Are you really saying they can't do anything? There's a TikTok challenge out there telling kids to jump out windows and see what happens, and it's killing people, and you can't tell them to take that down? Like, that seems to be an absurd position as well. So we'll see where the case lands, but if you ask me my opinion, I think it's likely the Supreme Court is going to say that it's okay for the government to talk as long as they don't coerce, and the questions then are going to become particular fact specific to the situation, whether it crossed over into the line of coercion or whether it remained simple persuasion. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do or make up your mind or get information or just don't really feel like you know enough yet to do that, well, that's why you call Christina Leavenworth. She and her folks at Levenrinke Realty sold 175 homes last year. Great prices on the buying side, getting good deals from even new builders, sometimes buying down your points on the selling side, you know, getting list or sometimes even above list price, even in this market still. I mean, yes, I know there's a lot of turbulence. Yes, there's a lot of uncertainty what's going to happen, but that's the point. That's why you call somebody who's an expert, and they can help you answer your questions and ask better ones. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levenrinke Realty, 723-9158. Jake now has traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Not seeing anything out there on our roadways to report. No accidents reported by FHP. Looking at the maps here around town. Looks like no problems on Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything really slowing you down. Here in town, Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. And Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let us know on our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Pinner Credit Union is here for every move-in day to the perfect home. Every trip up the coast in the perfect car. For every business door unlocked. Every dollar saved for something special. Every dream achieved, one goal at a time. We're here because Pinnair Credit Union has been a part of this community since 1936. And with affordable lending, flexible accounts, easy access, and smart guidance, we're a perfect fit for the way you bank. Join us at pinnair.org. You'll fit right in. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Go Gadget Coach! Wowzers!
I'm a bad man in an evil world.
That's right.
And you're my type of goody two-shoe girl.
Give me some of it.
Maybe I'm a bad man in a woman's world. Come on over, give me what I deserve.
Give some of it, baby.
Are you ready for love? Come on, get it, girl!
Good morning, 628 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne, who is a very bad man, is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, that's right. A controversial Texas law that would allow local police there to arrest people they believe are in the country illegally is going to remain blocked. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a statement stating that the stay that was issued earlier will remain in effect pending a further order of the court. Congress will have to pass legislation to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week, with funding set to run out for six annual spending bills. Lawmakers were able to reach a tentative deal on Monday to fund the Department of Homeland Security. And you know, Andrew, we talked yesterday about the Wizard of Oz ruby slippers. Mm-hmm. Well, the FBI has apparently now returned those ruby slippers to their owner, Michael Shaw, at the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The return ceremony was kept secret due to the ongoing investigation into the theft. And, of course, yesterday the news had come out that a second person had been arrested regarding that. I know your position on
this. Well, if only the FBI had done their job properly, they would have taken those ruby red slippers away from Dorothy and given them to the proper family inheritor, which is the Wicked Witch of the West. I mean, if they would have done their job, we wouldn't have even had to have this silly movie and the scary monkeys and all that. It would have just been over in the first few scenes. Wouldn't have had the the munchkins dancing. Wouldn't have had the horse of a different color. I mean, you wouldn't have had all this stuff happen if the FBI had just been on the scene doing their job back then.
That's true. Yeah.
Returning the stolen shoes in the first place. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, by the way, David, you were with us. You were there at the PACE Awards last night, the Pensacola Area Chamber of Excellence Awards. And, man, some really great speech. Michelle Salzman's speech, very, very good.
Very moving.
Yeah, no, very moving. Very powerful stuff. So, and it's always neat to see excellence celebrated like they do at the PACE Awards. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Valerie's House, 2024. Leap class of 2024 is helping Valerie's House. Ensuring that no child will have to grieve alone. They're helping redo the grounds of the house. You can make a donation or find out more at newsradio923.com. A cool local story coming up next in national news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's primary day in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio, where Republicans are choosing a Senate candidate.
When I win this evening, it's going to be about unifying the Republican Party.
State Senator Matt Dolan on Fox. Former President Trump endorses businessman Bernie Moreno. The other candidate is Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose. The incumbent is Democrat Sherrod Brown. Former President Trump says any Jewish person who votes for Democrats hates their religion and should be ashamed of themselves.
He had been asked in an interview about the Democrats' growing criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his handling of the war in Gaza. The comments sparking immediate backlash from the White House and Jewish leaders. A White House spokesman calling the comments vile and unhinged anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Hong Kong passes a new national security law expanding the government's power to crack down on dissent. And Japan raises its interest rates for the first time in 17 years. They had been below zero to stimulate the economy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 40 degrees in Pensacola. The Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce recognizing several of our community leaders last night at their annual PACE Awards ceremony, and that was held at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach last night. Some of those winners included Professional Leader of the Year, Dr. Rick Fountain from the UWF College of Business, Emerging Leader of the Year, Whitney Fike from International Paper, Spirit of Pensacola Award, that was awarded to Margie Moore from Merrill Lynch, and the prestigious Pioneer Award, awarded to Dr. Jim Andrews from the Andrews Institute. And again, congratulations to all of those winners. Also yesterday, they're home. The Blue Angels returning to Pensacola Monday afternoon. Of course, this was after they had a performance at the Wings Over Solano Air Show at Travis Air Force Base in California. They spent the winter there in California preparing for this year's air show season, which, of course, also features two big air shows here in Pensacola, the Red, White, and Blues Pensacola Beach Air Show in July and the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show in November. Well, the city of Pensacola says progress is being made after this last weekend's network security incident. City leaders say their innovation and technology department is now continuing to investigate. They're also going through a new process to restore their network. As of yesterday, 311 citizen support was fully operational. Online bill payments are still a work in progress. 911 and emergency dispatch are still operational, and I believe they were never affected. The city does say they're still waiting on an estimate for when all services will be fully restored. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is asking questions about that deadly crash about a month ago where a motorcycle was hit by a car, that driver being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gaetz is asking Homeland Security why the man was allowed to stay in the country despite his previous run-ins with the law.
Instead of, you know, giving us the circumstances of Mr. Pineda's arrival in the United States, why he was on an ICE detainer, they simply said it was his right to privacy, which predominated over our interest in how to adjust public policy in order to keep people safe from these type of deadly encounters.
And Gaetz tells Channel 3 so far his efforts to get that information have been met with resistance by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Byron Pinedo, meanwhile, remains in jail on $250,000 bond pending a court appearance in May. Well, today is Florida's presidential primary election, although former President Donald Trump has already clinched the GOP nomination, so turnout is expected to be low. One political expert says, though, it could be an opportunity to sway undecided GOP party members.
Do you want to be one of the ones to kind of quickly kind of come into the fold, right, and endorse Trump, right? Or do you kind of want to be one of the holdouts that maybe comes later in exchange for getting more stuff.
That is Dr. Gil Carter from the University of Florida. Now, there are a few other names on the primary ballot if you are planning to go vote today, but Trump is the only candidate on that ballot that is actually still active. And, of course, no Democratic primary in Florida this year. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Jake has our traffic on the fives.
Well, I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways really slowing us down this morning. We do see a vehicle crash that just popped up. This is going to be I-10 eastbound, headed into Milton just as soon as you cross over Garson Point Road. That's really not slowing anything down, though, in that area. Otherwise, around town, Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre looks like it's flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110, no issues there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palo Fox, all checking in clear. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you do see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Chilly start today, but sunny skies in the afternoon. High today near 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, clear skies with temperatures dropping near 41 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 68. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. As we go into Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 40 in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. Our next news at 7. And breaking news anytime, I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Audi has revealed its new all-electric Q6 e-tron SUV. The Volkswagen-owned luxury carmaker says the new premium platform electric will include a rapid EV recharge time of 158 miles in just 10 minutes, and it will have the capability to go 388 miles on a single charge. Orders will open up in Europe this month. Audi also said it plans to introduce about 20 new or significantly redesigned models globally through 2025. More than half will be electric. A United Airlines flight bound for Japan has been grounded due to a mechanical issue with the plane. The Boeing 777 was forced to return to San Francisco International Airport yesterday after the pilot had announced the right engine was not working but did not offer any additional information. It is the 10th incident with a U.S. airline in the last 2 weeks. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey. You need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Chances, you won't be denied. When my heart is where it's always been, my head is somewhere in between. Give me one more chance, let me be a lover tonight.
The top age on So You Think You Can Dance is 30, so for our next dancer, Victor, it's not only the last day of auditions, but also his last chance to step out in front of our judges.
One of the things that I'm doing right now is the Beatles Love Show by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, amazing. You're a professional dancer. How long have you been doing it for?
23 years.
What? How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Ooh, this is the last year.
Yes, it is, yeah. You know, if there was an opportunity for me to audition, this would be the time to do it.
Last Chance Saloon.
Last chance.
So you might be wondering, you know, why is he playing that clip? What does that have to do with anything? Who cares about So You Think You Can Dance? Oh, do you not trust me?
Hi.
Welcome.
What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you tell us what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Victor Ramos. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I just like to dance.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Okay. This will be your last opportunity to audition for us.
It is. It's do or die.
Yeah, man. So this guy, you know, we're big fans of So You Think You Can Dance, so, you know, we always watch, and we don't always watch it immediately. You know, sometimes we wait a day or two or whatever, but, you know, last night it had a brand new episode and it's the end of tryouts. And, you know, if you're not familiar with how this works, you basically have dancers who go and try out for other dance experts. And then, you know, it's the typical thing with the reality contest show where, you know, they take a giant pool of applicants and then they winnow that down to the maybes. And then the maybes go through a process that get winnowed down to the actual show participants. In this case, down to 10 are going to actually be on the show. And then in the show, they dance in various situations, various styles of dance. They, you know, everything from hip hop to jazz to sometimes tap, even ballet, not as much, but does sometimes. And then, you know, all kinds of ballroom. And anyway, it's one of our favorite shows, and you really have some outstanding dancers on this show every year. It's been around for forever. You know, Paula Abdul's been involved in this in the past. Nigel Lithgow, and there's a reason he's not on the show anymore because of the allegations against him. But, you know, Twitch, you might have heard of Twitch, who was the producer for Ellen DeGeneres, and, of course, he recently took his life. He was one of the great stars of this show, and actually his wife, Allison Holker, is one of the judges this year. It's kind of a cool thing that they brought her back. She's a great dancer. Anyway, so you have this guy, Victor Ramos, who is from Pensacola. He's 30. He's aging out. You can't try out when you're 31. And he dances for Cirque du Soleil. And he's great on the roller skates, by the way. I don't know. They showed him doing roller skates. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's amazing. So he was a contestant and the very last contestant last night on the show. And my ears immediately perked up. And I thought, oh, cool, a Pensacola kid trying out. And he's quite a dancer. But he had a very, I don't know, emotional story.
I came on to So You Think You Can Dance just to find my happiness again. So during the pandemic, I separated from a job that I loved, a relationship that meant the world to me. And I'm so blessed because I feel like if I didn't make those decisions in my life, I wouldn't be where I am at today, like looking at you guys, you know?
Thank you for sharing that. Channel that. Channel all of your emotion. Channel it in your dance so we can see it.
Let's go.
Let's see what you got.
That's Comfort, by the way, who is a hip-hop dancer, another performer from the show. Fantastic dancer. And so he starts dancing. And I didn't know what style he was going to dance, and everybody auditions in their own style, and sometimes there's a mixture of styles. I was guessing maybe it would be, it's called B-boy style, which is, you know, breaking, popping, locking, doing break dancing. You might think of it as that, but the sort of modern version of it. And, oh my God, he's amazing. I mean, he is incredibly good.
There you go.
The judges are into it. He's doing this helicopter. He's up on his head with his legs spinning around, his arms spinning around continuously. It's a common enough move. The judges are clapping, loving it.
Amazing. Still got it.
Still got it. At 30 is the idea. You know, at 30, the old age of 30. So we'll come back to this in a second because I want to get you to hear their reaction and what it meant to him. But Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Not seeing anything out there on our roadway slowing us down this morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are showing no accidents. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not seeing anything slowing you down there. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, all checking in good. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to let us know about it, call or text 437-1620. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, or if you're retiring and you're switching over onto Medicare, or you're just kind of that's what you think is coming and you're not quite sure, hey, I've got a really good friend, Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one piece that she does. Give her a call. You want to know what Advantage is. You want to know what supplement is. You want to know what Medicaid is. Does it apply for you? What about prescription apply to you? Prescription drugs, all that. Call her. She has helped so many people, so many of our listeners. She has helped make this transition because it's really very easy, but it can feel stressful, especially if you got people like calling you and writing you and pressuring you and making you feel like it's complicated. It's not. Just give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance. So, back to Victor Ramos, who is a contestant on So You Think You Can Dance this season from Pensacola, Florida. B-boy, or you might call him a break dancer if you're not so much into the terminology of the modern dance world. You know, and he was great. I mean, he was really, really, really good. He dances professionally, apparently, with Cirque du Soleil. So, you know, right from here in Pensacola. Anyway, Allison Holker, again, that's Twitch's widow talking about him.
I was seeing your passion when you glided into the backslide and you still held your jacket at the same time. I was like, okay, I'm not mad. Actual factual.
Sorry, that was actually Comfort, but then Allison talks.
We watched you get so vulnerable with us, and then you were able to pull it together and still perform. It was so well done.
Thank you. At 30, are you inspired to learn? You know, are you inspired to take more in?
Because that's one of the challenges you have a lot of times in this particular show. And if you're not a fan of the show, just I'm trying to help you make sure you understand the context. Somebody who is a B-boy is they're very skilled at a certain kind of movement that doesn't necessarily make them gifted at picking up ballroom dancing, for example, or contemporary or jazz. You know, some of the things that you have to be able to do in order to do well in the wide variety of dancing that you do on this show. B-boys historically who have been great at what they do. They have the worst time of it, the worst time transitioning. Other dancers, because they're more schooled in the kind of art of learning dance and choreography, it's a little bit easier for them to do other styles. And so that's what this guy's asking is, well, can you learn the whole new world of real movement that you've never really learned before? And he says, yeah, I can.
Okay. Time to vote?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Allison, what do you think?
It's a yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Comfort?
Well, for me, it's a yes.
Well, it's a yes for me, too. Yeah! Let's go!
Gosh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. appreciate you guys.
Yeah, so three yeses. You only need two to go through, and they don't usually disagree, but sometimes they do. So three yeses, so he is through, and his relief to Kat Dealey, who's the host.
Wow. That was a great way to end. How was it?
It was incredible.
It's not the end.
Nah.
It's not the, it's the not beginning. The last
this is the beginning.
Beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so cool. I'm so excited for him. Now, this he goes forward. There's 35 people in the next round, and they kind of cut down to 10. So, you know, the chances are against any particular contestant going through, but they like variety, and he would definitely represent variety. There were several other B-Boy contestants who made it through, so we'll see who they select as the final 10. But for the moment, Pensacola has advanced into the next round, and So You Think You Can Dance. So very, very cool. I love it. And I will have the video up on our Facebook page here in just a few minutes so you can watch it for yourself and, you know, kind of share it if you want to do that. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That was the gift that TV gave me yesterday. That I wasn't expecting at all, because it's, you know, every once in a while somebody from Pensacola shows up on a show and you're kind of like, oh, hey, cool. And, you know, and this was, I don't know, it's just, it was a neat gift. That's the first time I can ever remember a dancer from Pensacola showing up on So You Think You Can Dance. So I think that's a first for us. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, sorry, one more thing before we go to break. I have, because it is the least interesting presidential preference primary today, like I have to remind myself, oh, hey, go vote. Because I always vote, even when it's pointless, because it's, you know, you got one choice. I mean, you'd have other choices, but what does it matter? So my question for you is, tell me who you're going to vote for today. Tell me who you're going to vote for today. I've set up a poll, so if you text me either primary and then Trump, or primary and then Haley, or primary and then DeSantis, or whatever, it'll register your vote. Also, if you put in president, and then put in President Trump or President Haley or President Christie or President DeSantis, it'll register your vote. So if you're in the mood, I'm just kind of curious what the sense of the audience is. If you're voting today, if you want to do president, no, I guess that'd be you're not voting. If you want to just be like, I'm not bothering today, feel free to let me know. 437-1620. If we get enough texts, I'll tell you what the votes, what the vote tallies are. But I'm just kind of curious, you know, where are you at today on all this? 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Attention all empowered women. Jim's Firearms is inviting you to celebrate Women's History Month with purpose and passion. Join us as we champion women's empowerment with the motto, Guns Rights or Women's Rights. Jim's Firearms is dedicated to education and ensuring you have the tools to protect yourself. Be a part of the movement and let the team guide you through a first-rate, non-intimidating, comfortable gun buying experience. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Warriors, come up to play!
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
morning, 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola morning news. I've set up a little text poll just to kind of see who you like or who you're going to vote for today. If you're not going to vote, then you can text me either primary or president and then say no, okay? But if you are going to vote, then Trump, Haley, Christie, DeSantis, either include the keyword president or the keyword primary in your text, and I will get those and tally them up for you. So far, we have overwhelming Trump, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Trump and 1 for Haley so far, which is, I don't think, all that surprising from this area, but I was curious to see where you'd land on this. 437-1620 is 655 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not seeing anything on our roadways to tell you about. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze, and I won't say posted speeds anymore ever since yesterday. I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. That's going to be a more accurate depiction. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good east and west bound. Let's see here. Coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down there. We are good on Davis Highway. It's clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. Let's see here. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic. And Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking and clear. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, nearly 1,000 Americans have now reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence has plunged the nation into chaos.
It is not hyperbole to say that this is one of the most dire humanitarian situations in the world.
That is State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel, and the department says people have been filling out crisis intake forms online. The U.S. has been trying to get people out on chartered flights. Vladimir Putin says he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving Alexei Navalny just days before he died. Putin was asked by NBC News about that, and Putin said he did agree on the condition Navalny never returned to Florida, but unfortunately, he died before the exchange could happen. Of course, Navalny's supporters say he was murdered to stop that prisoner swap from happening. And today is the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, although you might not know it by stepping outside. Today, the sun appears directly over the equator, producing essentially the same amount of time in daylight and darkness.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. So sun is winning tomorrow, right? The sun is winning tomorrow.
I believe so, yeah.
So, you look so uncertain about that. That's just what he said. 657 here on News Radio 92.3. Got about 20 responses in here so far for the poll, which is, who are you voting for today in the primary? And if you're not voting, you can text me in primary or president. Either keyword will work. Trump or Haley or, you know, DeSantis or Christie or Ramaswamy, if you dare try to spell it. Or tell me no. You know, you can tell me. I mean, you could also, the Democrats don't even vote, right? There's not even a vote for Democrats. Is that, and all of a sudden, I feel very stupid about this. I should know this, but I don't know. I just know the Republicans are voting. So, you know, if you're not voting or if you want to, you know, president other, I suppose you could say that. So far, out of the 20 or so that we've got in, we've got 2 for DeSantis, 2 for Haley, and all the rest are for Trump. Which, again, I think is not a particularly big surprise in this area. 658 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh man, I have a news story I don't have time to get into. Let me just say it this way. You know how sometimes we have a running soap opera called Days of Our Milton? The running soap opera, which the once and not again city manager, Scott Collins, sort of announced that he was going to try to bring an end to the soap opera. Oh, it's not ending anytime soon. I have news that is, wow. Just, you know, it's, wow. It's gonna be a meeting on Thursday night. 658 News Radio 92.3, time for future news here on News Radio 92.3, where we tell you, Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, in the primary today in Florida, what will be, Trump's percentage be?
70.
Yeah, it'll be, I think it'll be even higher than that. Yeah, yeah. 70 to 80. Will DeSantis get double digits?
Maybe 11?
In Florida, yeah, right between 10 and 15, I would say. Yeah. And then Nikki Haley will get like 1. The social media case. Which way will the Supreme Court rule? Will the Supreme Court rule that the government cannot communicate its interest to social media companies, or rule that that is something that they can do in the future?
I'll say that they cannot.
I think they'll rule that they can, and I wish they would not, but I think that's the way they were leaning. I think that's what they're going to wind up doing. Victor Ramos on So You Think You Can Dance. Is he going to qualify for the actual show? 10 out of 35?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, man, I sure hope so.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.